Welcome to the Social Media Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline. Hello, and welcome to the Social Media Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline. Today, I am really excited to speak with Justine Abigail Yu, who is the founder of Living Hyphen. I met her when she came to our school to tell us a little bit about Asian history and heritage. Welcome, Justine.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
I'm so excited you're here. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So you already mentioned it. My name is Justine Abigail Yu, and I'm the founder of Living Hyphen, which is a community that explores what it means to live in between cultures. And, you know, we focus primarily on what we've been calling hyphenated Canadians. So anyone who calls Canada home, but who might have roots elsewhere. And a lot of what I do is, oh my gosh, where do I even start with what I do with Living Hyphen? But I guess to kick things off is that I am a freelance writer, and I've spent a lot of my time writing, particularly about my race, about my identity. I am a Filipina Canadian, and a lot of building this magazine, this community, was rooted in that exploration of being from two different places and two different cultures. And so a lot of that has driven this community that I've built today.
I love that. And so is there something that propelled you to start Living Hyphen?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I've always been a writer and I've always written about my identity, but there was one particular, I guess, spark for why I decided to do all this. And that's back in 2015, I actually attended a conference called the Feminist Art Conference in OCAD, downtown Toronto. And there was a panel there for writers and publishers of color. And they were all sharing their experiences of what it's like to be a writer in the publishing industry, but a writer of color specifically, and how difficult it actually is to get your work published, because a lot of publishing houses, a lot of media outlets currently have, you know, different quotas on how many Asian authors they can publish, or Indigenous authors they can publish, or whatever intersection of identity. There are these quotas. And even if you do, quote unquote, make it through, there is still a very narrow idea of what that story is supposed to be like. And so as a Filipina, I was really concerned, since a lot of my stories are centered around my race and identity, I was really concerned that someone would be editing my work and telling me what my story should or shouldn't be about. And that didn't feel authentic to me. That didn't feel real. And it really kind of unsettled me to hear that. And so hearing this from writers of color, and these are already established and esteemed writers of color who are finding difficulties in getting their work published, it made me feel like I wanted to start something of my own, to build my own house by and for racialized communities to tell their own stories. And so that particular event really was what set off this whole community that we have now.
Wow. And what a powerful experience that must have been. And how powerful now for others to be able to share their authentic voices. I know that in Living Color, you invite storytelling. You have, I'm not sure if you're having them in COVID, but storytelling opportunities for people to participate in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And yes, it's funny you mentioned COVID, because of course, it's been so much more difficult. We used to have in-person storytelling events and open mic nights where we could share these stories. And we've had to adapt for sure, but actually we have continued to do that. We facilitate writing workshops for anyone, really. Before, it was confined to anyone who was living in Toronto. But now that we've gone virtual, we've actually had writers from all across both Canada and the United States who are from different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, and Indigenous nations actually join us for these writing workshops. And so we've been able to continue sharing these stories and finding new ways to do that. We also recently launched our own podcast. And so that has been another way for us to continue this tradition of telling stories in a way that is COVID safe, but to be honest, has an even wider reach than we might not have had before with our specifically in-person events.
A silver lining, I suppose, of all of this. Yeah. But it's true when you were talking about Living Hyphen, and I know for the most part that we look at that from a Canadian perspective, but I do have a lot of friends who are educators in the United States mm-hmm. who I would say very much identify as a hyphened American as well. So that's so Absolutely. Cool that you've been able to open up that opportunity. So I'm all about amplifying student voice. And what I thought was so powerful at the end of your presentation to our school was that our students were really interested in becoming involved in sharing their authentic voices. So what opportunities are there specifically for students to become a part of this community?
Yeah, it's so great to hear. You know, I actually got some feedback and emails from students who attended that presentation asking this question too of how they can get involved. And really, it's to submit your stories to Living Hyphen. So if you go to living-hyphen.ca, right now we don't have an open call for submissions, but we often do. And so check regularly, join the newsletter, and you can find out when we do have a call for submissions and you can submit your stories. And the beautiful thing about our work is that we accept or we publish work that is poetry, short stories, essays, but also photography, illustrations, all kinds of visual arts. We really want to open ourselves to not just diversity in backgrounds, but diversity in our self-expression and the ways in which we want to choose to display ourselves. And so that's a first start. That's how you get involved.
That's amazing. I love the multimodality that yes. you're accepting, just because, I mean, I work with teens all the time and they express themselves in so many unique and beautiful ways. I know you and I both share a passion for using social media to amplify voices and for good. Do you want to comment on that in terms of either Living Hyphen or yourself personally?
Yeah, it's great to connect with you for this podcast, because beyond my work with Living Hyphen, I actually also work as a communications and marketing strategist for different nonprofits and social enterprises, and really assisting them in how to amplify their cause through social media. I actually got into this work back in 2009 when social media was new. It was mostly used, you know, Facebook was kind of on the rise then, but it was more so just like friend to friend. But in the last decade, I guess, it's been used to really amplify businesses and organizations. And that's what really interested me. It showed me that there is actually a whole new world, which I guess isn't so new anymore, but there's still a lot of new things that are coming out. There are just new ways for us to interact with each other and connect, not just within our local communities, but globally as well. And that kind of reach is really unprecedented. And so it's been such wonderful work to be able to do that with nonprofits and social enterprises, these organizations that are working for a cause. And, you know, my work with Living Hyphen has helped with that, or rather that work has helped with Living Hyphen, because I knew the tools on how to amplify this new organization that I've built for myself. And so a lot of intersections there in my work.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So you might as well tell us, where can we find you online? Where can we get involved?
Yes. So for Living Hyphen, definitely check out our website at www.living-hyphen.ca. And on social media, we are at Living Hyphen everywhere.
Thanks, Justine. Thank you so much for being here and keep being awesome.
Thank you so much.
The Social Leadia Podcast is a way to continue celebrating students and teachers who are using technology and social media in positive ways, and is a continuation of my book, Social Leadia, which can be found on Amazon. All links mentioned in the podcast can be found on socialleadia.org under the podcast tab.
Content can also be found at jcassatod.com, which is where I blog. If you would like to be featured on social media or have an idea for a show, please contact me at jcassatod.com. The Social Leadia Podcast is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here. For more great content, go to voiceed.ca.